He'd order, frequently would order 5 barrels of flour. A lot of times he would, and of course he'd sell most of it, but there was a good crowd of us around there, and it didn't take too long to eat a barrel. And he bought a barrel of sugar lots of times, and buy a sack of coffee, and 100 pounds of rice, and things like that. Bought kind of in bulk, you know.
Yeah.
And like I say, he did, sometimes he did sell some of it.
Coffee came in a...
Well, we parched and ground it, you see, and it was about 100, sack of coffee is somewhere around about 140 pounds, green coffee.
What kind of sack was it?
Well, it was a good burlap sack, about the kind that you maybe see for, and they use covering furniture first, you know, when then they're going to put something else on it. A good heavy burlap sack. It wasn't a rough sack. And you could get sugar in a 100-pound sack, or you could get you. Like I say, they'd all make out that order, and it was usually a standard order. Of course, times is good, man. They'd order a box of smoked bacon or something like that. I've seen my dad get a order a crate of cabbage. I don't think it cost but a dollar or so, you know. It was about I think it was about a gross of them, and because it was a terrible big outfit. And I guess they cooked a lot of them. I guess he gave a lot of them away.
Yeah. When you went in the store, would they ever give you a little something and say extra and say it was for...
I don't remember. I really don't remember that. I don't think I ever got much extra. I don't,
yeah.
Just don't. But they sometimes they'd give a little one, you know, a little extra or something like that.
Say it was for.
Yeah, something. I've seen a few give them extra out a little, but they
yes.
They issued out more later years than they do now. But you didn't get too much.
Do you know what Lagniappe was?
Yeah, I know what Lagniappe was, what it is. That's just something extra.
Yeah.
Lagniappe.
But you didn't get that?
Not a great deal. No, that's what I say. I didn't seem like left out. Well, it wasn't when I was small. They had a little old store down there, and those people, even though they were kin to me, they didn't give you nothing. I don't think they... You mean that word, Lagniappe. But the next one that come there, I guess, he was, the time he started, I was really a little too big to get much of an extra. I just missed out on the years that I might have got a little something.
Tell me, were there any of those French people around here?
A few. Now, my daddy lived in a nest of French people down there in Navarro's Parish, because I went down there years later, and they was where my brother was born there. But anyhow, they was just a nest of them there, you know. They was Broussards, and just name them and take them. I don't remember. I remember we stopped there where my daddy, they had lived there. It was a bunch of them there, and some find out he began to ask about him, and we was going down to see my aunt. She was still my uncle's wife. She was still living down there, in fact, I think we'd heard she died. And stopped there, and it was a pretty good crowd of men there. And I never did forget that. And Daddy began to ask him about Mara Dedney and about Nick Moreland. They didn't.